בן איש חי פרשס בעל אותך. לא כן עבדי משה, בכל ביתי נאמן הוא. Not like my servant Moshe, in all my house he is trustworthy. Nearly בסייעת דשמיא, seems to me, with the help of heaven. בצדיקים כתוב, היכל השם הימה. There the היכל וקדוש ברוך הוא. Shehem mishkan le'or shechinato yitbarach. They're the place, the dwelling place of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. V'katavti b'mokom acher, I wrote in another place, de'ein or shechinato yitbarach shore b'chol ha'evarim. The shechina, the light of the shechina doesn't rest in all the limbs of a person. Ki'im rak b'shtayim, only in two places. Is the main places for the Or HaShechina. Shehem Moach V'Lev, the mind and the heart. Those are the two main places. Of course, the Neshama is Mitpashel and all the Evarim. But the main place is the mind and the heart. U'pirashti Atam, I explained the reason. Ki al kol Evrei Hadam, Shorei Koach HaShechina. On all the places of a man, all the limbs of a man, there's a Shechina, there's like a sleeping. Shehi Min Daga Demuta, it's a level of death. Masha'en came b'moach v'lev. The mind and the heart is not that way. L'chein timsa hayashen cholem chalom. A person who sleeps will still, his mind will still be active and he'll dream dreams. V'uki'ilu e'm mamash. It's as if he's, in his thinking, he's still awake. U'mar'eh hachalom hu b'moach. And the place of thinking dreams or the appearance of dreams is in the mind. V'ken ha'lev. Who er gam be'et hashena? The heart is also awake at the time of sleeping. Kamo shekatuv, ani yeshena, I am asleep. V'libi er, and my heart is still awake even when I'm asleep. V'hatam ki amoach hu misod hachochma. The moach is the place, so to speak, of a person's chochma, his wisdom, his understanding. V'halev misod bina, and the lev, bina's halev, is a place. The lev is mitpashet, it enters that place, it's expressed there. For kamosha, the lev is a place of imagination, feelings that comes from the concept of bina, of intuition, imagination, etc. For kamosha katub b'ptichat Eliyahu, like it's written in Ptichat Eliyahu, zachor latov, right? Chochma mocha, the chochma, the place for chochma is the moach. Bina liba, the place for bina is in the heart. V'yadua, the chochma bina kechada nafkin kechada sharin. That's a zohar. The chochma and bina, they go out together and they dwell together. They're always connected. Bezivuk, they're always connected. V'ken halev amoch kechada nafkin. The lev and the moach go out together, and kechada sharin, and together they dwell. I.e., they're always in interaction together. Because shehamoach poel pulato b'machshava, because when the moach thinks its thoughts, halev poel b'kavana, the lev, it works in its intention, its desire, kavana. Ki hamachshava b'moach, the thought is the place in the brain, in that mind, va'kavana b'lev, and the kavana is in lev. Say kavana salev. Kavana means to direct with feeling and with thought that which we say. V'kanoda v'lechein, like it is known, v'lechein. Hamoach v'lev hem levadam nikrim heichal Hashem. The moach and the lev themselves are called the place, the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amati remez nachon al zeh. I explained a remez to this. Moach lev im ha'otiyot ole tzarek aleph. Moach v'lev, the gematria is 91, right? Mem ches is 48, right? Lamed beis is 32, with the vav is 38, right? 38 and 48 is 86, plus the five letters is 5, which makes it 91. Kaminyan yichud shem havaya, right? V'shem adni. That's the same name, same gematria, Hashem Havaya, Hashem Adni. Havaya is 26, and Adni is Nun Yud, which is 65, and 26 is 91. Wow. Havaya is associated with Chochman, Adni is associated with Lev, Malchus. Okay, doesn't matter. V'hanasa al yedei kedushatam v'taratam. And this yichud of Shem Havaya with Adni comes through the kedusha and the tara of a person. Vehema k'minyan heichel. It's also the minyan heichel, the gematria of heichel im hanukudot. Shehem tzerei v'patach. Heichel is 50, 60, 65. Tzere, two dots, are 20. 65 in the Tzere is 85. And the Patach, which is above, is 91. Umacha she'en she'ena sholetet behem, etzel ha-tzadikim, kemo she'sholetet b'sha'a evarim. Just as she'ena isn't sholet in these things, like it is in other evarim, the moch, there's no she'ena. Lechen nivcharu liyot mishkan le'or shechinato, it's the place of the or ha-shechina, yidbarach. Because there's not shaykh the Shekhinah to be rest in a place which has Shekhinah. The Shekhinah always has to be in a person, always gives chiyus to a person. That's what it means. The Shekhinah here means, or Shekhinah means neshama. Neshama is always with a person even when he's asleep. So it must be part of the person that's always awake. Al-Kain, kol ma she'adam oseh kedusha v'tara b'moach ha'lev, the more kedusha v'tara that he has in his thinking and in his feelings, in his kavana, ken yasig hasaga baruch hakodesh. The more he'll have hasaga, this hashirat hashchina will be with him. Shetishra alav biyotel will come to him more. Right. So the more he has taras and machshava and kavana salev, the more he'll have hashirat hashchina. There'll be heichal Hashem. Okay. The Kodesh Baruch will be shore. His neshama will be permeate him more and more. Okay. Hine yadua ki tokif ha'emuna shel ha'tzadik hem b'moach ha'lev. The strength of the moon of a tzadik is in his mind and his thing and his feelings. Mipnei ki pu'ulat evarim elu hem ha'machshava v'kavana. The actions of these evarim is his thoughts and his intention. Shebezeh ein nika hadam afilu melochim. A person isn't even like the melochim. Ki im rak Hashem yitbarach hu yodeh talumot lev. Right? A person of the malachim don't know these things about a person. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's in the heart and what's in the machshav of a person. Hadam b'mocho. Shuyit barach levado makim machshav v'kavana. He alone knows what a person's thoughts and intentions are. V'lechein malchim arom omrim baruch vod Hashem imkomo. Blessed be a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his place. V'hu ki mekomo lemate v'tachtonim. The place of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the lower world is in the moch, in the mind and the heart of each individual. Shnikra Heichal Hashem. As we say, Baruch Kavod, the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in his place, which is in the moch of labor of each human being, each year. Kemo shekatavnu, ukvodo yitbarach nireh behem. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, his covet, appears in them. Ki hu levado hoyadeh mash b'docham. The covet of Kodesh Baruch Hu appears in the Moach and Lev because he alone knows the kedusha of a person in his Moach and in his Lev. The kedusha and the Tara and the purity of a person in his Moach and Lev. And according to that kedusha and Tara, he is the covet of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the hashrat hashchina. Kvodo is mitgaleh in those places according to kedusha of a Tara of a person in those places. Al kain hasagat haneviim b'nevuah v'ruach hakodesh. The neviim who reach this level of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, Tluyip Kedusha V'Tara. Kedusha is always associated with Moach, Tara is always Tara Salev. Gemara says, Lev Taha Bara Lelukim, the Ikatami, that's the Yetzirah. The Mishkan Tara is in the Lev, and Kedusha is always associated with Chochmah. Kedusha is always in the mind, in the Machshav of a person. Shoshnei Avarim Elu, right? So Kedusha and Tara is associated with these two Avarim. V'kol HaMekadsham, anyone who's Mekadish, U'metayr Yote, and purifies them more, Yasig Baruch Kodesh Biyote, receives Ruach HaKodesh. I'll explain a little same thing here. Tara means clarity. Clarity is in the heart. The heart's desires to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kedusha is separation. When the Moach is separated to the Machshavas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the higher world, that gives him Kedusha. Umacha she'hayta hasagat Moshe Rabbeinu. Since the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, which he reached, Alav HaShalom, b'nevuah v'ruach HaKodesh, yoteh mikol tzadik v'novi. Since it was the highest that a person can reach in his Moach and in his heart. Muchrach she'haya lo Kedusha v'tara b'shnei evarim Moach v'lev yoteh mikulom. Therefore, he had the highest level of Kedusha in these two Evarim more than any other Navi. V'lechein nikra Moshe ish Elokim. He's called the man of God. Ki moach lev ole mispa Elokim. The gematria of moach lev is the same gematria as Elokim. Elokim gematria 91. V'zeh she'ama lo ken avdi Moshe. Moshe my low, this is now going back to the original apostle. Lo ken avdi Moshe. Kol beiti neeman hu. He's neeman in kol my bayis. Kloma. B'chol beiti hem moach alev. The mishkan of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the moach alev. Shehem beiti. It's the house of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. My house. Shesham tishra shchinati b'keva. That's the place of the divine presence is going to be dwell in a fixed way. Neeman hu. B'kdusha b'taratam. He is believed in his kedusha and his taron. He's neeman. Those are the places neeman in that sense that it's entrusted in Moshe Rabbeinu. He's trustworthy. Those are the places that has complete kedusha and taron. V'lechein hasagas nevuato haita eliona v'gdola was the highest level. V'hu pe'el pe'a dabebo umare. Right? He spoke to God upon him upon him, face to face. V'lechein ein tikkun shalem naaseh b'mitzvah v'tfila. Bilti hitstafu kedusha amachshava. That means when a person does mitzvahs or tefillah, right? He can't be reach that level of kedusha without kedusha samachshava shebemoach vakana kavana shebalev. That means there's kedusha in his thoughts and the kavana and intention in his heart. Yan ki hem keneged chachma v'bina. That's connected to the higher levels of a person's soul, his neshama and his chaya, his chachma and his bina. Right, so when that's mitpashed in a person who reaches the highest level, v'anachnu ma, the Moshe Rabbeinu reached, that he had tar of kedusha, has machshav and tar as halev, that he reached the level of chochma and bina, of chaya and neshama. His neshama completely permeated him. V'kol biru yeh al yedei eza chochma v'bina. And all the clarification of a person comes through that kedusha and that tar as halev. Kumo shekatuv v'machshav. It biril kula. With a person's machshava, he clarifies things. This concept of kedusha. Kedusha is to separate a person from that which is bad, to bring the nitzotzei kedusha to a higher level, to the place. That's kedusha. V'lechach, therefore, amru rabotenu, our rabbis teach us, tefila b'lo kavana. Someone davens without kavana, kaguf b'li neshama. It's like a goof without neshama, because no hashrat shechina. There's no neshama that permeates himself, and therefore his tefila is like just his goof davening without the kavana, without the hashrat shechina. Mitzvah b'lo kavana, and the mitzvah without kavana is also kaguf b'li neshama. That's the Zohar. Ki al yedei shleimut hamachshava v'kavana, the completion of a person's thinking and his intent, nitchit v'nifredet, is pushed away and separated, the klipa min hakedusha, the ra from the kedusha, shehi hapri, i.e. the pri that's locked in the klipa is exposed, is brought through the kedusha, the machshava and the kedusha and the lev, the kavanas halev of a person. Ubezeh nishlam habiru, and with this will be completely the separation. La lo b'mokam arulo, the kedusha, the sparks of kedusha will go to a place that's fitting to them. Al kein amru rabotenu, netilas yadayim tzricha kavana. Netilas yadayim requires kavana. That's taras amaisim. Yan ki chazal tiknu netilas yadayim lachila. Netilas yadayim is fixed for eating. We're talking about netilas yadayim for food. Ba'avu lahavia klipa nechezet ba'atzbaot, to remove the klipa which is in the hands of a person. It's what yadav shel adam ha'ochel, in the hands of a person who's eating. Kedei shelo yitachzu haklipa ba'achilato, that the klipa, the ra, won't come to his klipa. He won't be eating with desire. He'll be eating like a kohen who's eating truma with kedusha and with tar. The kumosha katuva rizal b'sha tamei mitzvos prashas ekev. Yain sha'ayin sham, v'lechach lo taspik ha'maisa shel netilat levada litchot et ha'kitzoni. It's not enough the maisa of netilat yadayim, yes, to have kavanas netila. Ela tzari she'itzteref imah kavana u'machshava, in proper intention and proper thought when it has kedusha. Shehem k'chad nafkin v'chad sharim, that they together with mevarer and removes the klipa, the ra, from his hands and his actions. Now, when a person's involved in the physical world, he's always being mevarer. He's separating the kedusha from the klipa. He's separating the, when you eat, right? There's desire to eat and there's the need to eat to sustain oneself. So when a person eats with netilas yadayim, like a kohen who's eating truma, he's eating with proper, and he does proper kavana, proper intention in his eating, and proper machshav in his eating. So then he's mevarer from the food, the nitzotzot kedusha that are in the food, and he takes the food, comes to a higher level, because he's bringing now the basic food, the animal, the plant, whatever he's eating, those things to a higher level of kedusha, to become man. And man, the man is who lives on a higher level of kedusha, to bring all the physical that he eats to a high level of Kedusha, that's called the birur that he's doing of the Nitzotz of Kedusha in the food, to be mevara them, to take them to a higher level of status of man, the neshama, man who's connecting to Kedush Baruch Hu.